All right, let's do the carry out, of course. This is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you at home, you don't have to. Here are today's top story. So I guess we have to take it seriously now. Donald Trump is winning the Republican nomination. Pundits and everybody else can try and spin it that he's not, but every time I look up, he's not just winning, but he's dominating. And Jeb Bush, he gone. So if you're a pundit, what's your call? Kasich? Rubio? Cruz? I don't know, man. Right now, Trump's biggest challenger is probably Trump, and everybody's just waiting for the fireworks. Today, Trump tweeted his preferred method of attacking the Ricketts family for trying to take him down, writing, "They better be careful. They got a lot to hide." What does that mean? You can't just throw that out and not expect a follow-up. Come on! Chicago papers, this could be it. Paging Michael Farrell. Find out what they're hiding. Also, on the other side, I thought Bernie Sanders was supposed to be the movement. But I watched Hillary Clinton win a squeaker again. So what's it say? Are we really the country that's going to have two New Yorkers to choose for president? Ugh, no thanks. Not interested. I'll take any other cities. How about Portland? Seems cool. Never been. Versus New Orleans. Portland versus New Orleans. Anyone running from San Francisco? I've always thought Memphis was kind of cool. Homicides are now double what they were at this time last year in the city of Chicago. Hey, I blame McCarthy. Senator Mark Kirk came out today in an op-ed supporting President Obama's right to make an appointment to replace Justice Scalia. Kirk steps out of line with some of the established Republicans in the Senate. But that's probably a good thing in voters' minds. Next, Kirk's going to start wearing a trucker hat and hosting a reality TV show. If I were him, I'd call it Kirk's Court. Or Kirk's in Charge, if it's more like a sitcom and it's a family thing. A new HBO film is coming out called Confirmation, and it dramatizes the Clarence Thomas / Anita Hill hearings. Wait, is that what we're doing now? Really, we're just taking stories from the 90s and making them TV shows? What's next, Clinton Lewinsky? Oh, why did I say it? Why did it come out of my mouth? Now that I've said it, it's probably already in production. Can I make a casting suggestion? Meghan Trainor. Huh? Huh? Crossover? I know it happened yesterday, but what's with the megabus blowing up? It's like a Decepticon trashed it. No casualties, but everybody's luggage is gone. Think about all that saline solution. Just gone. In weather, I would say that this weekend was too trippy for me. Friday was crazy, stupid, dangerous, and this weekend was unseasonably warm, which I don't know about you, scares me even more than high winds. Nothing ever good comes from a nice day in the winter. Snow is coming back this week, which I am relieved. In sports, can we just talk about the Bulls for the whole sports section? I mean, the Hawks lost yesterday. It's spring training in baseball, and they're not doing anything but practicing bunting. And the Bears, yeah, the Bears. Last night, I got to watch the Bulls game for the first time in a while, and I watched a ramped-up D. Rose and Pau Gasol dominate. There was even a spark of emotion. A little one, but still. Here's what I think. D. Rose broke his face on day one. We probably forced him to come back because we couldn't stop being mad at him for knee injuries. So he played with blurred vision and a Phantom of the Opera mask. Now he's healing and he's starting to get that pizzazz back. So when Jimmy Buckets comes back, he needs to be more Scottie Pippen. You are the Robin to D. Rose's Batman. If Butler contributes and knows his role on the team and D. Rose is truly back, hey, I think we're going somewhere. I loved it last night. The crowd chanted, "Kobe, Kobe, Kobe," at the beginning of the fourth quarter, and he didn't come back until there were like 2 minutes left in the game because he's so old. And when he's on the floor, the Lakers suck. Kobe Bryant, what a great career. He played great basketball when most Chicago fans just weren't watching. I mean, it sucked to watch them win when the Bulls were just so bad. Donyell Marshall, anybody? And he was a bright spot. But now you got to wonder, Kobe or LeBron for second best ever? Kobe won 5 championships and was the NBA for years. LeBron plays for 5 more and wins another championship? Even Steven. So let's go, Bulls. I have a feeling they could be the number 3 seed in the East. And if they have any luck, they're going to win their first round playoff series and then get Toronto, who they have annihilated this season. They win that series and then they get swept by the Cavs. That's quality basketball to like mid-May. Deal? I think that's a deal. And finally, a huge asteroid is going to come close to Earth in the next 2 weeks, but NASA scientists say, hey, it's not going to collide with us. Then why tell us? That's like when you almost rear-end somebody and your loved one continues to talk about it for the next 20 minutes. Knock it off, NASA. Everything's okay. Well, that's the carry out for February 22nd, 2016. Hey, would you like some Jell-O squares? Let's bring back Jell-O squares.
More to come here on The Download. You know, we put the carryout up every night. You can check it out on our website, WGNradio.com, or you can check it out on Facebook, The Download with Justin Kaufman, or even on Twitter, at Justin Kaufman. It's always around. Much more to come. Touche, Chris Roebling and Dave Lundy. They're here. Stay with us.